following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know what's better than tailgating?
No, what's better than tailgating?
Well, nothing. Nothing is better than tailgating. Nothing is better than pulling up into the shadow of a stadium, gathering friends, setting up the spread, firing up the coals, and grilling some delicious meaty brats.
See, here I thought you were going to mention your wedding day or your son's first touchdown.
No. You ever been to an awesome tailgate, Greeny? Football's flying around, grills smoking, best thing ever. Which is why Johnsonville Brats is celebrating tailgating season with a contest. Just go to the Johnsonville Facebook page and finish the following sentence. A brat tender has reached the pinnacle of tailgating when...
When the conversation is intelligent? When the Shiraz is just slightly chilled?
When your friend Greeny intercepts an errant football with his mouth.
Ouch.
And your ideas at Johnsonville Facebook page by September 23rd for your opportunity to win. Johnsonville brats are juicy, satisfying, and made with only the premium cuts of pork since 1945. Johnsonville, sausage is all we do.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Cunningham's Journal, the loft and courtyard. Every Wednesday, we are here, Doug Duda, along with Randy Bushcutter, as we get ready for a jam-packed program today. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll have our Loper Link. We'll be talking with UNK cross-country coach Brady Bonzel. Then, we're going to talk with Mark Silverman, the president of the Big Ten Network, and we'll talk about what's going on with them and the controversy about getting BTN on Dish Network. And you don't have to worry about that. You just come to Cunningham's and you watch the football game on Sunday, but we're trying to get things resolved there. We'll talk about that, but we'll also be talking about what else is going on in the Big Ten, maybe how the football teams aren't doing so well to start the season, so we'll be looking at that as well. Plus, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report and Steve Sippel from the Lincoln Journal Star will join us at the end of the program, and then that's why we're here at Cunningham's. Steve Sippel will be chatting Husker football with you, the fans, from 12 until 1 today. Come on in, enjoy lunch. The burger special is always here for you every day. Specials every single day on the menu as well, and every Wednesday, Mike and the gang get you going for another week of Huskers. Of course, Zaire Anderson, now the big story in the last 24 hours, ACL injury, will have to go in for surgery, and he will be missing the rest of the season. They'll be applying for a medical redshirt for Zaire Anderson. Also, of course, the latest on Bo Pelini's health, which now that he's healthy, I guess, becomes kind of a joke, which is unfortunate. It probably shouldn't be a joke, but that is definitely the case. And also, we'll be talking about Arkansas State, maybe the impressive comeback, and a little bit about Idaho State, who does have a couple of good football players. They're just not a big football team. And Randy, as we will take tell Jeff back at the studio that we are ready to switch it over. And Randy, a lot to talk about today, but a big blow just when you kind of get a kid in Zaire Anderson and everybody's fired up about him, and now he has to go out.
That's always unfortunate. And you always feel worse probably for the kid than you do for the team. I mean, here's a kid that works their entire lives to have that opportunity, and now Zaire has to sit there and wonder. His fate is in someone else's hands, and football players absolutely hate that, and whether or not he's going to have that extra year of playing or whether or not he's used up that year. More than likely, he's going to get that medical hardship, but he was ready to play now. He's been working hard for this moment to get ready to step on the field. He was doing a nice job, ready to play and really contribute as the defense was trying to get better and better and better. And now Anderson out for the year. And you always wonder, you know, especially when it happens, when the injury happens in your season, It's difficult because it takes many times over a year to really be 100% on that. You know, the coaches always say, yeah, he'll be back and, and better than ever. But sometimes it takes over a year, which means that's going to affect next season as well.
Well, and we'll have to see how that does affect things with the Nebraska football program. And Steve Sipple will tell us that Alonzo Whaley and Santos are the two guys, according to defensive coordinator John Papuchis, that'll move in there. Randy, you've done a little bit of coaching, obviously, yep. And anybody that's done a little bit of coaching, whether it's NCAA or pros or down to little kids, it's tough, especially with your Alonzo Whaley. Got in a little trouble last year. They put him in the starting role, got him in there. Then all of a sudden, maybe he wasn't the answer. So now Zaire Anderson, the new guy, comes in all of a sudden. Now you got to put him back in. And everybody knows on the table, well, I wasn't the best guy, and now I'm going back in. That's always a tough situation.
But if you have the right kid, and I don't know him well enough to know whether or not this is true, but if you got the right kid, he wants to sit there and prove, Coach, you were wrong. I should have been the guy. I'm going to prove it to you. Here's that opportunity to say that I was the guy. You shouldn't have brought in the other kid. And now it's the opportunity for me to step up. So when that happens, it depends on that individual, whether or not they got that little, you know, sometimes that gives them a little bit of a grit. You know, we've had a lot of backups, guys that weren't thought to be the guy that step up and make a career out of it. Kurt Warner is a great example of that. Here's a guy that basically was brought in as a backup. If it wasn't for the injury to Trent Green, he wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame right now. I'm not pushing it quite that far, but I mean, you know, coaches thought that Trent Green was better, and Kurt Warner turns out to be a Hall of Famer.
Well, and Tom Brady comes in for an injured Drew Bledsoe. Absolutely. And look where that's led. So I guess you never know. It's time now for our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show. Every Wednesday, we talk with a member of the Loper coaching staff or community about what's going on. And it's a big week for the Lopers. It is homecoming, but coincidentally, our next coach doesn't have the week off. It's just that they don't have a meet this weekend. Our Loper Link is brought to you by Charterhouse National Bank. Kearney, you have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today. And by Garrett Tire, Trended Appliance. Garrett Tire, Trended Appliance, take care of you with 24-hour road service, tire repair and service, alignments, wheel refurbishing, and much, much more. And Brady Bonzel, the head coach of the Loper Cross Country and track teams, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with Randy Bushcutter. And Coach, good morning.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, it's great to have you on the program, and Brady, let's talk about where you were. You went down to Lincoln, and it looks like a pretty good performance last week.
Yeah, it was an okay performance, I guess. You know, the women were 14th out of, I believe, 32 teams. It was a combination. I mean, everything from D1, D2, D3, some JUCO schools there, NAIA, just everything. Women were, I think, were 14th out of 32 altogether, and the men tied K-State for 7th.
Brady, it seems to me that your season shouldn't be halfway over, but you're really kind of almost seems like the final throws a little bit. I mean, you're just getting warmed up, and the season's so short that you've got some really important meets coming up in just the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've got, you know, basically when we get to the regional meet, it's our fifth meet on our schedule. We've got this Woody Greeno meet was our first one. And when I say it was an okay performance, part of that is it was our first meet. And for, like, I looked on the guys' side, all the teams that beat us were, it was actually their second meet. And I think that was pretty easy to see just watching our guys that they were a little uncomfortable racing again, which is the way that first meet usually goes. But yeah, I think it really sets us up for success at the regional meet better, which is why we scheduled it that way. We'll go to the Roy Griak invite in Minneapolis here in 2 weeks. That'll be, I think on both the men's and women's side, 8 or 9 of the teams that are ranked in the top 10 in our region will be at that meet. And so definitely a pre-regional type feel to it. It's a huge, I mean, there are 6 college races that day, and I think 4 or 6 more high school races that day. So just huge, huge event. And then we'll turn around and go to the Hastings College invite a couple weeks after that, just kind of a tune-up race. That's a pretty small one. Maybe 4 or 5 teams will be there. And then the conference meet and regional meet.
Brady Bonzel, UNK cross-country coach, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for this week's Loper Link. Talk about your lead runners this year and who you're expecting to lead this team down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, on the women's side, Brooke Harris would be our top returning runner. You know, she had an injury from outdoor track where she missed quite a bit of the summer, but it's coming around pretty well. Had a great workout last night. Actually, coming off that first race, a lot of times right after that, the workout, just the quality of the workout goes up. Not any more efforts being put into it, but it's just racing kind of as part of the training process, actually. So she's doing really well. Had a great workout last night. Marissa Bongers, who's a great 800-meter runner for us, 214 800 runner, but has never been great in cross country, was actually our first one across the line the other day. And Brianna Adams, I would say, would be the other one on the women's side, who's a sophomore from Pierce. And on the guys' side, Nick Knutson, who's from Norfolk Catholic, and Kevin Carter from Albion. Those guys raced against each other all the time in high school. They're both juniors, Class C guys in high school. And after that, we just have so much depth on the men's side. It's just a matter of, do we get five guys to run really well rather than getting 10 guys to run pretty well?
Brady, you kind of mentioned a little bit how important it is to compete. How different is it in terms of training and preparing? Is it being in that meet environment versus the way that you guys kind of practice? I think even where you run is dictated to a great extent by being in a meet versus your regular practices. To kind of walk me through that a little bit, how more valuable it is to have that that meet experience versus just out practicing.
The older you get, honestly, the less you need to race really well when it matters most. Basically, as you get older, you train more, you're more experienced. It's not like you need to be racing all the time. That's why you look at our schedule, and we're basically racing about every other week throughout the fall. But also, the racing less allows you to train more, a higher volume. We couldn't train at the volume that we do and probably do it week after week after week. Whereas in high school, there's students still, they'll have three races every 2 weeks a lot of times. And so, you can't really, no matter what, how you do things, really simulate racing. Because training is training and racing, and at any point during a workout, you shouldn't go completely 100%. I know that's contrary to our American work ethic mindset and that sort of thing, but that's a good way to run really bad at the end of the year when you do that. So you just do, you have days that some days are easier and some days are harder and some days are shorter and some days are longer, but it's just a matter of putting together the combination of things that's going to help you, run your best when it matters most.
Well, saw some good competition, the first meet at the Woody Greeno in Nebraska at Lincoln, and then, as we said, headed up to Minnesota. Then they'll go to Hastings College, see all kinds of different competition. Then the MIAA and the NCAAs are all in Missouri, getting you a flavor of the MIAA. Just quickly before you go, Brady, remind the fans, and maybe through the first couple of weeks of the season, what does the MIAA look like strength-wise?
I talk about it in comparison to the RMAC, which we just left. The top end is not the same as the RMAC. Like on the men's side, you're talking three of the top five programs in the country. But I would say as a whole, the MIAA is maybe a little bit better in that, on the men's side, I think it's 8 or 9 schools that have cross country, and 7 of them are good. Now, they're not top 5 in the country good, but any one of them could be top 12 or 15 in the country. So it's very balanced. I think year to year, a team could be 6th one year and 1st the next. Competitively, that's actually going to make it, now as our region has changed, it's actually going to, even though you've taken away these teams that are literally the top programs in the country, they're not in our region anymore. The reality is, for the spots that are up for grabs, it's going to be about twice as hard to actually qualify for nationals. So, it's a competitive deal, but it's good to be running most of those races at sea level. That's a bonus from our old region, that's probably the main thing, is just depth and balance that you see cross country wise in the MIAA and now in our new region as well.
All right, Brady, I know you got class to go teach, so we'll let you get to that. Appreciate the time as always on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk with you again soon.
Yep, thanks a lot, guys.
Brady Bonzel, head cross country and track coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, on our Loper Link. And that is every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The rest of the sports, the women's golf team finishing in 10th place, just wrapped up yesterday, out of their 14 teams going down to their tournament, women's finishing in 10th in the golf. And maybe they should be playing on a day like this, as they were at Northeastern State in Tahlequah. How many times can you say it differently? Down in Oklahoma. Oklahoma. The men's golf team keeping busy as well. The volleyball team will host Hastings tonight. Both teams are at the top of their game, it would appear. UNK starts the season 10-0, ranked number one in Division II. Hastings College has won 10 in a row to move up to number seven in the NAIA rankings. That gets underway at 7 o'clock. And, of course, the football team, it is homecoming this week, Randy, and the football team welcomes in Northwest Missouri State, and it looks like Matt Berry is probably going to be the kid that steps in at quarterback with Kevin Romero injured a week ago, and this last weekend, Eric Kaiser and Tyler D'Amore both going out, as Daryl Morris told us yesterday, likely for the entire season.
And that's going to be a huge challenge for a talented, gritty kid like Matt Berry. That's going to be a tough challenge because you're not going to have the whole playbook. I mean, as a receiver, he's done a lot of things, but they're not probably going to have the whole playbook. So I think they'll bear it down and then concentrate on, all right, here's the few plays that we're going to run really, really well. And that's just going to be a new animal for him. But Matt's a tough kid. I know he's going to give it his best throw, and we'll see how that all works out. The game plan and the scheming is going to have to be very crucial for that game, because everybody knows that you got a guy that didn't even start the season. Well, heck, 2 weeks ago wasn't a quarterback at all, and now he's going to be the quarterback. And you know that the defense for Northwestern is going to be coming out just salivating, looking to go after this kid. So they're going to have to really establish something at the run game so they don't have to go in the air a lot with a kid that 2 weeks ago was catching passes instead of throwing them.
Five members going to be into the UNK Hall of Fame, five new inductees, and they include Randy Cipriano, who is scheduled to join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, all-conference, all-tournament team when they're playing in the NAIA National Tournament in the mid to late 70s. He'll be joining us. Carla Dobchuk is going in, former golfer. Of course, Janet Pokorny-Betcher, track standout, also going into the Hall of Fame. Two other gentlemen, and those two, as we get, again, I don't know all the names specifically, but Jeff Stensloken, who is a football standout out of Omaha in 82, and also Bob Bridmore, who was a track and field and cross-country participant class of 94. So that's all part of the ceremonies Friday night and introduced Saturday at the football game. That's our Loper Link, brought to you by Garrett Tire Treads and Appliances. Fleet inspections, lot checks, national account provider for all of the tires listed. They're out-of-service tire analysis and a whole lot more. And maybe you just need some appliances for your home. GarrettTire.net. Also brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. They offer all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. We're going to talk with the president of the Big Ten Network, Mark Silverman, right after this.
Dr. Pepper's changing lives again with a one-of-a-kind opportunity, the Dr. Pepper Tuition Giveaway. So go to drpepper.com and tell us why you could use some of that tuition. Like Yvonne Padilla Rodriguez. A year ago, she was struggling to pay her tuition. Now she's got $100,000 from Dr. Pepper to help her realize her dreams. What do you want to change in the world? Go to drpepper.com and upload your video. No purchase necessary. You could win up to $100,000 in tuition. So if you want to make a difference, grab an ice-cold Dr. Pepper and head to drpepper.com. Dr. Pepper, always one-of-a-kind.
Hi, I'm Mike Greenberg. Think you've tried everything for your allergies? Well, Allegra works like nothing else. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy, starts working in just an hour, keeps working for 24 hours to relieve your toughest symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes. It's effective even at 8 times high pollen levels. So remember, you can have it all with Allegra. It applies to first dose only among OTC-branded antihistamines and controlled environment studies using pollen deemed high by the National Allergy Bureau. Use as directed, visit Allegra.com.
More exciting high school football action comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholics at Central City. On ESPN 1550, St. Cecilia's at Superior. On 1230 KHAS, Hastings High will take on second-ranked Beatrice. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, it's a top-10 battle in C1 as Adams Central travels to Gibbon. It's more high school football action coming your way Friday night.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area through the day today with a high temperature at about 86. Winds out of the northwest will also become gusty at about 15 to 25. Tonight, with a clear sky, we'll fall off to 40 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 73.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied, but you're losing grip quickly.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us from Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, where we are ready for our weekly Husker lunch. Don't forget, come on down. The show goes until noon. Then Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, is on hand to chat all things Husker football, including the latest injuries, the latest with the football team's health, whether you're playing or whether
heartburn,
you're coaching.
What have you.
Arkansas State recap, Idaho State, and then, of course, what everybody's really looking forward to, the first two games of the Big Ten schedule, and really the first five games. It's just overloaded at the top end for Nebraska, starting with Wisconsin at home and on the road at Ohio State, and got some interesting Big Ten games coming up here in the next couple of weeks. So we're looking forward to all of that, and we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio with Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter, Mark Silverman. He is the president of the Big Ten Network, and Mark, welcome back to the program. How you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you on, and I guess let's just get right to one of the main reasons we wanted to chat with you today. And we are in the world of trying to get every game out in the Big Ten Network, guaranteeing that every school's game is going to be on television somewhere, whether it's with a national partner or via the Big Ten Network. And sometimes the fans, especially in Nebraska, just coming into the conference, are trying to find a way to get the Big Ten Network. And there has been a little battle with Dish Network about getting BTN back on. And BTN's not the only network having some problems with this. Where are we standing, and do you see a resolution by Saturday at 2:30?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on. You know, anytime I get to talk with someone from Nebraska, I just get a nice smile. I think it's been such a great, you know, addition to the conference, and we're just thrilled to have Nebraska programming on our air. And I just want to say that every time. It's just such a class university and class people that that we get an opportunity to deal with at the network. You know, regarding Dish, you know, our contract expired several weeks ago. We're still not on the air on Dish. We are continuing to negotiate with them. You know, there's no guarantee the games will be up by Saturday. They're a very unpredictable company to really predict what they are going to do. As you've mentioned, they do seem to drop networks fairly regularly. We're not alone in not being on Dish right now. You know, that being said, you know, we are trying to get a deal done. You know, there are many providers in the state of Nebraska who do carry BTN, and if you do want to be guaranteed to get the games, the game this Saturday, you can go to iwantbtn.com and see what providers are there. But we are continuing to talk, and we want to get a deal done.
Mark, what is the? Are you meeting weekly? Meeting daily? Are there more scheduled meetings? You know, like the NHL walkout, where there's a lot of attention to that. We don't necessarily hear how often you're meeting with Dish. Is this a week daily meeting? How's negotiations going?
Yeah, it's regular. You know, it's not necessarily on a daily basis, but sometimes it is. And, you know, the conversations are continuing.
Is this part of the bigger issue that Fox has, when Fox is a part owner of BTN? Is this part of the bigger issue of the lawsuit Fox has filed against Dish for their auto hop feature? Or is that a big part of this or not?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. It's obviously not a point for us. You know, I don't it hasn't really come up in the discussions. I don't know if that is a motivating piece for them on the Dish side. But, you know, from our standpoint, you know, we're just trying to get our network distributed on fair terms, like with all of our other distributors. So I really don't know the answer to that question.
We're talking with Mark Silverman. He is the president of a BTN and the Big Ten Network. You know, Nebraskans, and I think a lot of Big Ten, they're looked at as that blue-collar conference. They want it put bluntly. Mark, is there any more bluntly to say that the Big Ten thinks they've done what they need to do and Dish just doesn't agree, or how blunt can you put it?
Yeah, you know, we're a network, and we're representing the Big Ten brand and the Big Ten schools, and we try to go about this, you know, in as appropriate a way as possible. I don't like getting into name calling. I just don't think that's productive, right? And we're trying to fair deal. I can't really speak for them. It's frustrating that we're not on the air now. This should have been done a while ago. It could have been done a while ago. It's just, for whatever reason, it wasn't. We are continuing to talk, and, you know, that's really, that's the best I can say. I can't predict what they are going to do, and this is really just as long as they, if they pull back from asking for certain things that no other distributor has, this can get done. And I just can't, you know, I just don't know if they're going to be, you know, willing to just finalize the deal already. You know, it would pretty much agree to in principle a few weeks ago. So, you know, we're going to just continue to talk. It's just hard to predict with this company.
Well, and of course, folks, Charter, we are lucky here in the Tri-Cities that Charter does carry BTN. And, of course, if you want to come in and watch the game here at Cunningham's on Saturday at 2:30, any of the games that are on the BTN network and all the good program that they have, all you have to do is check it out on Charter or swing on in here to Cunningham's. Let's move on from the Dish Network, Mark. All of a sudden, the Big Ten football teams maybe are not as exciting big-time wins. We've seen a couple of upsets. Does that bring about a concern to the network when not everybody is living up to their preseason billing?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting start to the season. I definitely, you know, think it's a bit disappointing from where we as a conference would prefer to be. It's been a bit of a rough start. I think many of our schools are better than I think we've seen so far or will be getting better. But, you know, it's definitely, you know, not when I went through the season and predicted the games and the wins as we tend to do here because we try to identify games we'd like. You know, we're definitely a little behind where I had hoped and thought we would be. But there's a lot of football still to be played. You know, I think we've got, you know, the best coaches in the country. I think we've got many of the best players. And we'll see. I'm hoping, you know, it's just a bit of a slow start.
And, Mark, you said there's a lot of football left, but there's – pretty soon we're going to be in the conference action. You know, Big Ten beating Big Ten isn't going to gain them the luster of maybe sweeping the Pac-10 schools instead of it kind of going the other way. Is it too late really for that luster, or will a really tight competitive Big Ten race be really what the doctor ordered for you guys?
You know, honestly, I think from a national standpoint, you're right. We're, you know, beating each other. I think, you know, it's so interesting, you know, the way the football season works out, where those games in those first week or two or 3 weeks pretty much lay the groundwork as to what the perception of the entire conference is going to be for the rest of the year, even though it's so early. And you know, when there's a lot of – you have a lot of young quarterbacks, for example, in our league. And, you know, obviously there's been injuries. You know, with Burkhead not playing against UCLA, I think that game will be very different. You don't hear that a lot being discussed. You know, I think what's going to come down to answer your question is the bowl games. And that's really where you have the opportunity as a conference to go in and prove your mettle against the best of the other conferences. And I think you're right. There's only so much we're going to be able to do during the conference season from the national perception standpoint. But, you know, one of the great things is we play in more bowl games than anyone else typically. You know, we'll have 7-8 schools playing against other conferences, and that'll be the chance to redeem ourselves.
Left here with Mark Silverman, the president of BTN Network, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Mark, hey, it's not all just about football, but volleyball starts tonight, and you've got probably the premier matchup of the whole season when Nebraska and Penn State play 3-4 in the country, and teams that have been national champions and conference champions for the last 9 years now.
Yeah, you know, women's volleyball has really been one of those sports that has been a big surprise to me as we've been on the air now for 5 years, and it's grown every year. You know, adding Nebraska to the Big Ten Conference last year for women's volleyball, you know, just really lifted the entire conference up another notch. And we were already, you know, whether it's one or two with the Pac-12, you could argue, I guess, before, but I don't think you can argue much about it now. You know, it's a great conference. It's a great sport. You know, I love how Nebraska packs the house for all their women's volleyball games. Penn State does it the same way. You know, Illinois made it to the finals last year. It's a great sport. It's a fun watch. And we find more and more fans tuning in. And you know, what they do is people check out BTN, all what's on. They'll see, even if they weren't watching specifically to watch that match, they'll see it. And they see, you know, how the crowd atmosphere and the action. And we actually do much better with women's volleyball than I think most people would realize.
Well, I've got one more question for you, Mark. Everyone from the outside can talk about the passion or the quirkiness of every school's fans. Now that you've had Nebraska in and a part of your network and all the shows that you do and all the folks that have been to Lincoln and are throughout the state of Nebraska, what's really caught you by surprise about Nebraska fans and their programs?
Yeah, I mean, my perception, I mean, obviously Nebraska is well known for its football fans, for traveling with the football team, also for being, you know, among the higher quality of fan bases where you don't see some of the problems that you have at other campuses. So I was, you know, that was kind of the expectation, the overwhelmingly, you know, strong, passionate football fans who are respectful, who love the game, who, you know, really follow it closely. The part that surprised me is just how broad the fan base is. It's not just football. I mean, whether it's, you know, the baseball team, and I mentioned the women's volleyball team, you know, there it really extends, and you know, even in the basketball where, you know, obviously there's been, you know, a little, you know, more struggles, I think, on the basketball court, but even, you know, we were there when Nebraska upset Indiana last year, and Gus Johnson called the game, and the fans stormed the court. It's a really, really fantastic fan base. You know, the students and the alums really support the school throughout, and you don't find that everywhere. You know, I think in other schools, you just see it's more spotty, the support for certain programs, but not others. It seems to be really thorough at Nebraska, and it's something that helps us because we televise so many different sports.
Well, Mark, I know we'll keeping you pretty busy, so we'll let you move on, and hopefully we can get things worked out with Dish. But we'll be watching the game on Saturday, and keep up the great work. We'll be watching the volleyball game tonight on BTN. So thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we can chat again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate having me on. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
Take care. The president of the Big Ten Network, Mark Silverman, speaking frankly about what's going on, letting folks know that have Dish. And again, this is a dicey situation.
Yeah.
You want to explain your side. You don't want to be throwing mud back and forth. But if you want to know more, go to iwantbtn.com, and it's going to explain pretty much anything that you would want to know on that. iwantbtn.com, and of course you can always go to btn.com for the latest live BTN to go. They really have got everything covered on every sport. It's not just football. It's not just the major sports. It's everything's out there.
Well, one thing if we had a little bit more time, I was going to ask Mark about was his digital platform, because they really have great apps if you got an iPad or whatever, and they're using a PC, great way to watch some games. You actually can watch it from some of your other platforms and stuff. And I think that's an area of growth that people can have, where they can watch games on a mobile device.
Apparently a little better than AmericaOneSports.com, which
I heard had some
problems over the weekend.
Yeah.
Which is trying to take care of the MIAA, having some growing pains there. I know a lot of fans were trying to watch the UNK football game on Saturday and didn't have a lot of luck with that.
No, I haven't heard anybody that had a good experience with trying to find that. And it'd been nice, you know, Charter's kind of bailing us out with BTN. It'd be nice if there was some way to have the MIAA network, which isn't quite the same as the BTN in the area.
I'd lose you, because obviously you'd be on the MIAA network.
No, I don't know. They can't afford me, Doug.
Once again, why I'm on the bottom of the totem pole here. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've got an email question or a Facebook question, we'll take those as well. Of course, Facebook, get to us here at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And, of course, if you would like to join us with the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us your questions. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report is going to be coming up next. Then at the end of the program, Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star, as we are here for our weekly Wednesday Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal, where their Wednesday special is 8 wings for just $5. And I didn't have those last week. I had the skewers, but everybody that had the wings seemed to enjoy them. 8 sauce choices, and don't forget extended happy hours on weekends, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. for Saturday and Sunday. College and NFL football, domestic buckets, only $11. They're here and open 7 days a week. Tomorrow it's Thursday night football. One more time, I've got something to mention on that, Randy, as I'm filling out the schedule today for our radio broadcast that we have here on ESPN. The Baltimore Ravens play Sunday night and Thursday. Not only do they play Sunday at noon and then turn around and play on Thursday, they play the night game on Sunday and are expected to play again on Thursday. At least they are at home. They don't have to travel, but I just don't get it.
Are both games at home?
Yeah.
That's the only saving grace on that.
Still, Still.
Well, those Thursday night games, it's, you know, I wish they'd set it up, and they got enough buys that maybe they could figure some way that they could have division games after the division has the bye that they play that next Thursday, and then they can ease back into it. I think that'd be something. I would think the next time that they have negotiations between the players' union and the league, that'll be one of those things that they would need to address.
How are we not in charge of everything?
I don't know.
We
I could straighten
the
out
answers.
This. First of all, put BTN and Dish together in a room and say, you guys aren't coming out until you straighten this out. Do the same thing in the NHL. I don't. There's a deadline. You know, there's damage being done to the fans. The people footing the bill, they're getting hurt when you guys don't reach an agreement. Just reach the agreement. You didn't know this contract was going to expire? I just don't understand how you can't.
They always have to wait for that to happen.
The pressure has to build up. And that pressure is arbitrary. It's artificial. You don't need it. Just sit in a room. Don't come out until you get it straightened out. Don't have the chicken wings and the burgers from Cunningham's coming in until you guys get it straightened out. And then go through the buffet line when you're done. I mean, just sit down and do it.
We don't procrastinate, do we?
Never. I used to procrastinate. Now I keep putting that off, so it doesn't happen.
Don't forget, folks, you can vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. How would you rate the performance of the replacement officials in Week 2? No surprise that 56% of our voters said poor, 25% said good. I wouldn't call it good. I'd call it average, which was 19%. When will the NHL lockout end? That's our poll question today. Before the start of the season, in time to play a shortened season, before the Winter Classic, which is New Year's Day, or not in time at all to save the season? What do you think?
I'm afraid we're losing the season. And
my God.
It might be the first game, might be the Midwinter Classic. I mean, they're not negotiating. They're not doing anything. And Donald Fehr, the guy that ran the negotiations for baseball, the one season canceled, is the guy in charge of the players' negotiations from their end.
You are, obviously, Randy Bushcutter is way more of a hockey fan than I am and more knowledgeable on it. But here's what I will say. As a guy that will watch a little bit of the Stanley Cup playoffs when it's on, dear hockey, you don't play – nobody's going to care, and you will be the hardest sport to regenerate because you're having a hard time generating national publicity.
They have traction
fan base
right now.
Anyway. Yeah,
they have traction right now. Major market won the Stanley Cup last year in a kind of a Cinderella kind of like what the Cardinals did in baseball. That's what the Kings did in hockey. They've got some great young talent in some of the major cities for television markets. They have a great deal with a cable network that shows a lot of their games. They have their own network. They have a lot of great traction going, and they're piddling it away.
We'll be back with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report live from Cunningham's in our Husker Lunch right after this.
Hey there, Colin Coward, host of The Herd. As you know, I've been a big fan of Vizio TVs for years now, and today, folks, I'm excited to tell you about their new line of innovative personal computers. From the sleek all-in-one PC to the razor-thin design of the Thin and Light Ultrabook, Vizio has the PC industry buzzing. In fact, the Vizio Thin and Light Ultrabook was just awarded 4.5 out of 5 stars from PC World. Go to Vizio.com/computing to learn more.
At Bridgestone, we say our passion for performance knows no bounds. But what does that mean? Well, it means that we're so passionate about tire technology that sometimes we find ourselves wondering what might happen if we applied that passion elsewhere. Like, say, furniture for your home. Oh, yeah. A sleek black tire tread sofa that can stop on a dime. With matching end table that can handle any road condition. And, perhaps we'll just stick to tires. Because really, tires are what we know best. Bridgestone. Your journey, our passion.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area through the day today with a high temperature at about 86. Winds out of the northwest will also become gusty at about 15 to 25. Tonight, with a clear sky, we'll fall off to 40 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 73.
And Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, which every Wednesday is on the road at Cunningham's for our Husker lunch. Folks, come on down and join us for lunch today. You got to eat, and you love Husker football. Get a great meal here at Cunningham's, and Steve Sipple will be on hand to discuss football here today. Every Wednesday, Steve Sipple or Sean Callahan. A lot to talk about with the Huskers, and we'd love to have you join us today for lunch. And at Midway, not only do you want to purchase a new or pre-owned car, you probably also want to get rid of the vehicle, trade it in, sell it. Well, Midway is there for you. What option? Well, the fastest route, sell it to Midway. Bring in your car to one of the dealerships. They'll look it over, ask you some questions about what you may have done to the vehicle, take it for a quick test drive, and give you a competitive trade-in quote. The whole process takes about 30 minutes. You cannot sell your car faster than that. And, of course, as always, great trade-ins to go along with it. At Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. There for you, as always, at Midway. Oh, one of our favorite times of the week.
Now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. He's got game.
Well, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report joins us as he does every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show for a quick recap of last week's game and a little look at what's going on this Friday night. And, Bob, let's just jump right into it because we've got a lot to talk about and a little bit of time on this Wednesday. The upset of the year was last week with Blue Hill getting a win over St. Cecilia, and it brought so much excitement because St. Cecilia, trailing most of the game, found a way to get it tied late. An extra point cost them taking the lead. Blue Hill runs the kickoff back with about 45 seconds to go to get the victory over St. Cecilia, giving them their first regular season loss since 2006.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's always good to be on with you, Duda. You know, it's a little up in the air with Bush on the show, but I'm always glad to be on with you. That was a big upset. Maybe not as much as people think. I tell you what, there's an interesting dynamic there. St. Cecilia, this is not vintage St. Cecilia. They'll be good. They'll probably be very good, but this is not, you know, a couple of years ago. That's a very good team. Blue Hill's a pretty good team. Blue Hill is, especially with as little experience as they had coming back, is a pretty good team. And a team that seems to be better than both of them is Thayer Central, which is in the rankings. And so you connect the dots there. We need to play a little more football, but right now, there's not much to choose from between the three of them. And wouldn't you love to be that Comancher kid after you run that kickoff back, drive around after the game, 87 yards to beat St. Cecilia? You can write your own ticket in Blue Hill.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, I want to reiterate, I'm going to be near your house on Friday, Bob, so keep that in mind. Hey, oh, yeah. We're going to be doing the Central City Kearney Catholic game right here on ESPN. We're going to see a really good football player in Zach Reeves come Friday night.
Yeah, Zach's got a little run here lately. We did a piece with Zach in the preseason magazine. And I will tell you this much about Zach Reeves. Zach last year got more votes from opposing coaches for Allstate than any player that Central City's had in the last many years. Probably the only one that even approached him was Sam Cook, the All-American there at UNK. Kid can move a little bit. He's not quite as big maybe as some people said he was earlier, but he's a legit 255. He can move a little bit. He is getting double and triple teamed, as you might imagine, this year. And I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how he matches up with Lowry and Squires in that bunch, because you know, they're all sizable human beings. And really, Zach had a nice visit by all accounts down to Lincoln, and you know, apparently he's in the mix. They're at least he's on their radar.
We're talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Again, you can always follow him online at huskerlandpreps.rivals.com. I read the article this week, as I do every week, Bob, about your six questions for, and this is for week four, and we were down there to watch Kearney play Millard North, and Isaac Ockery played very, very well. You posed the question, is he the greatest Millard North quarterback of all time? I think you also know that I am not the biggest fan of Eric Crouch, but I have to chortle at this, because this seemed to be more of a system than a quarterback. As we watched him carry the ball every single time, Millard North's line is what eventually wore Kearney down. I know you were there watching the game. You know, this kid wasn't back there throwing the football. He's just running off tackle the whole game. He doesn't even pitch the football. But if you do it well, it's like Howell's running the football. Just keep doing it.
Well, hey, like I said, it's heresy to even consider a question like that. I'm, you know, here's the deal. Yeah, Ackery is the product of a system. Well, maybe, I don't know, but I saw him do some boys from Kearney the other night. Not just slipping through holes and running wild, but running over people, making people miss. For a high school, now that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about winning the Heisman Trophy when he's a senior in college. I'm talking about today as a high school option quarterback. It can't get a whole lot better than Isaac Ackery. And then, you know, we've already established that Kearney's a really good football team with more size and speed than you know, some may have led you to believe early. Well, he carried the ball, 35 times? I don't know. I was just really impressed. I've been taken by that kid, not just with his performance on the field, but him personally. And I'm telling you, the kid is really good. And I would like to report I was shoulder to shoulder with Harold on the sideline at Millard, which kind of made my drive worthwhile.
That's always nice. Hey, Bob, one of the premier high school programs around here, Elm Creek, it just seems like every year they're pretty solid. They have a great matchup traveling to Arapahoe. Both teams are undefeated. Arapahoe is actually 4-0. Talk a little bit about that game and what you see in that one.
You know what, Bush? You know what the most fascinating thing? I've kind of thought about this here a little bit this week. The most fascinating thing about that game is not the undefeated records. I think what maybe you have is two of the really good young coaches in our game going to butt heads, and that is going to be interesting to watch. Jace Doolin comes in and takes over for the, you know, thousand-year-old man Stan Whistle. He's got his team undefeated, got a lot of speed, got a lot of skill players doing some things. Dustin Seeley, you know, I was down there at their sports banquet last year, and he, you know, it took him a while to get it all out. But what he was talking about was building his team through the weight room and commitment to the weight room. Well, this team has gotten bigger and stronger. I'm doing a piece on Gage Schutz for this week's Huskerland. I'm telling you, those are two really good football teams. And here's something to know. You know, Arapo came out that first game and played Franklin and just stomped them. Beat them by 35 points, and think, well, whatever. Well, the thing is, Franklin kind of was good. They're on their way up, and that's a good team that's got a chance to get a lot better before the end of the year, and they were nowhere near a match for Arapahoe. So I think maybe a little bit of power against speed in this ball game, and, you know, it's I can't imagine it won't be a four-quarter game that comes down to the last possession or two.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Cunningham's Journal. Come on in for lunch. It's our Husker lunch. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star rolling in to chat a little Husker football here today. Come on in, enjoy some lunch, wing special, and more here at Cunningham's today from 12 until 1. I seem to get this email in the Dent Popper inbox about every other week, Bob, but we'll appease. And I look at the prefix to the text is 325. So from the Lexington Overton area, the question is Overton for real?
Overton's got a good football team. You know, it's a different kind of football team. It's got a team with one senior on the whole roster. It happens to be their quarterback, Matt Aiden. That's a good football team. I don't know that it's a great football team, but I think they're on their way. I mean, they're getting better. And I really, you know, Coach Huskenfeld's really got those guys believing in themselves. And there's a lot of confidence around that program, as there should be with all the winning they've done all these years. So when you say for real, if you're talking state championship, the answer is no. If you're talking about winning the district and advancing in the playoffs, again, the answer is almost undoubtedly yes.
Another great matchup, Wahoo and Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be a tremendous matchup in C1.
Oh man, I tell you what, I've been living for this game. I don't have a dog in this fight, but somehow I am just fascinated with Wahoo. It's a team that's just loaded with experience, got all kinds of great playmakers, probably the foremost, well, undoubtedly the foremost of them, being Tyler Caban. He was the cover boy for Husker Lions Preview magazine. And, you know, the kid's running for 280 a week, just doing whatever he wants. Their team's doing whatever they want, and they will be the third top five team to play Kearney Catholic before the calendar turns to October. But the one thing that Norfolk Catholic is it's a proven commodity, and it's been around the block. It knows how to play in and win big games. Wahoo knows so far how to get to big games, but hasn't been able to see it through. This is not for the state championship. That'll come later. But a win here for Wahoo, and I would say all bets are off. If Norfolk Catholic wins the ball game, which they'll be favored to do, it could be another perfect season pretty easy for Norfolk Catholic.
Well, it's kind of like Hastings St. Cecilia is around here. Everybody's waiting and wanting them to get beat, and no one necessarily gives them the credit that they have had, well, how hard it is to do what the St. Cecilias and the Norfolk Catholics and the Howells have done for years and years and years. So let's go to rapid fire here, Bob. Three or four more questions we want to get to you, so let's get to them. Scott's Bluff can take over being the power of the Western half if they can win at Aurora on Friday night.
Yeah, they can. They could. I don't think they will.
Was that fast enough? Okay, we may have chortled about this in the past. I would have to think there isn't anybody listening to this radio program outside of the kids on that Gibbon team and that coaching staff that even think they can compete here, because Adams Central has been so good so long. Can Gibbon at least compete and put themselves in a spot to be there in the fourth quarter?
The one reason they could do that is they can run the ball. And the number one reason they can run the ball, it's the toughest little guy that's listening to this radio show, and that's Eli Van Meter. I'm telling you what, the guy, I don't know, 140 pounds, whatever he weighs. I think his hair weighs 20 pounds. He got a lot of hair. He got a big set of, but I'm telling you, the kid is tough. He's fearless between the tackles. And they don't have the greatest offensive line in C1, but they don't need to have the greatest line. They don't need to get 8 yards a carry. They need to get 3 or 4 yards every carry. And that kid could do it. What the one thing Gibbon cannot do is turn the ball over. If they can make the most out of every possession, keep the ball on the ground, and run the clock, they've got a chance to be around late. But obviously, Adams Central is a substantial favorite in that game.
District play begins in A. It does for some in C and D, and it's the annual meeting of Kearney Grand Island. And I guess I look at this that Kearney has just played two juggernauts. They have beaten Grand Island so many times, except for last year. Times when Grand Island was the favorite. Obviously, Kearney comes into this game as a big favorite. Can Grand Island have any hope of pulling the upset in this rivalry game?
Well, Kearney's better than Grand Island, and Kearney's better than Grand Island by a fairly substantial amount. I think everybody would agree about that when it comes to just sheer physical football talent. But there's no accounting for the human spirit, especially the human high school spirit. And as important as the big rivalry angle, Kearney versus Grand Island, the 2 weeks of getting, you know, your brains kicked in by big, strong, top five football teams, having to go on the road and then, you know, come back and try and do it again, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot to expect. I wouldn't be surprised if this game would be closer than what maybe it appears on paper. I don't think that Kearney, you know, loses to Grand Island, but it'll be a game, and you know there'll be some ferocious hitting, because there always is when those two teams play.
Bob, thanks for joining us, and I will see you Friday. Oh, yes, I will.
We'll have the light on for you, Bush.
All right, thanks, Bob. See
Bob, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Check him out online and at numerous high school football games in your area, as we've got plenty of it coming up on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It would be interesting that Gibbon Adams Central, which you can hear on the Breeze 94.5 FM on Friday night, to see if they have closed what is a significant gap between Adams Central and a lot of the schools, just like St. Cecilia and a lot of the schools that they have played.
So how do you want this burger cooked?
Well done. Now see, that's interesting.
What?
Well, what do football players say to each other after a good play?
Nice job.
Way to go. No, come on, what else?
Good for you!
Well done. They say well done, because, you see, football was created to make us grill.
Aw, oh, come on, man. They hardly ever say well done.
Oh, so you're saying it's rare? Like unicorns.
Grab the Kingsford charcoal on game day, because football was made for grilling.
Heroic efforts, respected traditions, the sweet taste of victory. I'm talking about the venerable sport of tailgating. Hi, it's the Herd, Colin Cowherd here. And we're putting to rest once and for all which school tailgates the best. It's Kingsford's Tailgate Rivalries. Vote for your favorite school and get a chance to win the ultimate tailgate trip to a game of your choice during Rivalry Week. Players decide who wins the game. You decide who wins the tailgate. Vote at ESPN.com/Kingsford. And remember, heat up your next tailgate with Kingsford Charcoal.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer, or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Thursday night, Eli Manning and the Giants meet Cam Newton and the Panthers. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join Trent Green and me for all the action from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at Bank of America Stadium. Both teams are coming off big wins in Week 2. New York beat the Bucs and Carolina surprised the Saints. Now they try to improve to 2-1. Giants-Panthers, if it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area through the day today with a high temperature at about 86. Winds out of the northwest will also become gusty at about 15 to 25. Tonight, with a clear sky, we'll fall off to 40 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 73.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties there, as seems to happen in this day and age. But we were talking about Ravenna getting their games back. They had an ineligible player. Evidently, what it all came down to was the paperwork that was submitted said one thing, when in all actuality, the ineligible player was not. He didn't go to transfer to two different schools. And so they give them all their football wins back, and they give them their basketball wins back, which gives them an undefeated state championship season. And, Randy, you know what? They did the right thing.
Absolutely.
You never hear this from the NSAA.
No. First of all, you don't hear from a lot of people, period, that you sit down and you admit that, you know, we made a mistake, that we did something wrong, we shouldn't have made the decision we had. And hats off to them. sometimes that's the hardest thing in the world, is to sit there and say, well, you made a mistake. And the NCAA did that. But nice that you had a change in the leadership that, A, one, is willing to do that, and, B, I think that gave them the opportunity to take a second look at it.
Folks are filing in for our Husker Lunch. And before we turn it over to Steve Sipple here, we remind you that the Husker Lunch is at Cunningham's. Come in, talk some Husker football, and talk with Steve Sipple. And Sip, I don't know how many questions there will be about Idaho State. We know they've got a couple of good kids, got a wide receiver that caught 15 balls in the first two games. But how's your health? Have you ever had to leave the press box halfway through the game?
Those spicy wings can get you that heartburn.
No, my health's fine. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Was that weird Saturday? I mean, we all sat there wondering what was going on with Bo, but thank goodness everything was fine. It's just one of those things that in this day of social media, the whole world knew about it before the third quarter was over.
Yeah, Randy and Doug, it was weird. It was, I've never seen it. I mean, I don't know if you guys ever have. I've never seen it at a Nebraska game. So it was a novel experience. Now, immediately you're really worried, you know, you're just worried for the coach. Now I'd heard stuff right away that indicated he's okay, that he'll be fine. So I kind of got back to zoning in on the game. Now, if you didn't have that type of information, I think it'd be really strange without Bo down there. But I think most people involved knew that it was pretty precautionary in nature.
What kind of impact does this have on the team? I mean, Saturday's over with. Is this the possibility of kind of uniting them a little bit? Because they did. They had to tighten ranks a little bit Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Randy. I mean, I think that could be. Now, I think they're already pretty tight, though. I don't know that they needed that instance to happen. I think it is a tight-knit team anyway. So, but, yeah, I think it definitely had that effect. And I'll tell you what. I mean, the two guys that will be changed, I would think, to a significant degree, are Papuchis and Beck, John Papuchis and Tim Beck. As you guys know, you don't know what it's like to be the boss until you're the boss, all right? And then everything kind of changes, and especially for John Papuchis to have that weight on his shoulders. Now, he plays it down, but for a 34-year-old guy and a first-year defensive coordinator to be in that position, it was challenging. Of course, he was spotted a 28-3 lead, which always helps a head coach.
Steve Sipple with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Then we'll turn up to the folks here at Cunningham's. Sip, I guess what brought it all home to me was when Tim Beck wiped the tear from his eye at the post-game press conference. That kind of made you think, well, and then Keith Mann comes up and says, hey, everything's okay. I just talked to the coach. Everything's not okay with Zaire Anderson.
No.
Another kid that goes down and even played through some pretty significant pain, obviously, this weekend. They say the injury happened last week.
Yeah, isn't that something? He played with a torn ACL, or definitely an ACL injury. To what degree, it's hard to say. But I don't know if you watched the game. I did notice him limping, and I thought it was odd. And I kept kind of waiting for him to go off the field. But I think it speaks to his toughness, and it also speaks to just how much he wanted to play this season. And that's hard. And it was, you could tell by listening to him yesterday, it's hard on those kids. We should never forget it. You know, you're taking away their kind of world. Yeah. He came to Nebraska to play football. I mean, you know, he's going to go to school and do all that, what he has to do. But he came here to play football, and he's not going to be able to do that this year.
Is in a team like Idaho State, is this a good team before you get into the Big Ten play to kind of tune things up? Or could they use one more test of a more moderate variety?
That was very well put. some people wouldn't be that political. I can't see a lot of good it's going to do. I mean, I think it could do some good for guys like David Santos, Corey Cooper, Mohamed Cisse, those young defensive linemen, to be in front of a big crowd again and get some game experience. But by and large, I don't think it has this game's not going to do a lot of good for Nebraska. Just not. I mean, you're going to see some spread teams in the Big Ten, but you're not going to see spread teams like this. So I don't know, Randy. I don't think it does a lot of good, to be honest.
Well, Sip, we'll turn you over to the crew here at Cunningham's. Great to see
you.
Oh,
there's some people here now.
Yeah, they're rolling on in for lunch. I expected Idaho State wouldn't be as jam-packed as it was for UCLA or next week for Wisconsin or the following week when you're back for Ohio State.
Well, let's tell Sean there's a line out the door, though.
Exactly.
All right?
There's no doubt about it.
There's a line out the door for all we know, for all he knows, all right?
We want to tell listeners there's still a table for you today, but the story's going to get better.
That's right. Come on in, folks. Sip, thanks, buddy.
All right.
Thanks, Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star. And Randy, that'll wrap things up for us. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with one of the new members of the UNK Hall of Fame, Randy Cipriano, Luke Hoover with our fantasy football. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow.
Randy is, when I was a kid, and don't tell him that I was a kid when this happened.
I'm with exactly what you're going to say.
Yeah, I watched that team the year they were national runners-up. That was a lot of fun. And he brings back a lot of really great memories.
I'm looking forward to having him join us on the program tomorrow. We want to thank Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, Mark Silverman, the president of the BTN Network, for joining us on the show today, and UNK cross country coach Brady Bonzel. Come on out, folks. Still a little room for you to join us here at Cunningham's every Wednesday for our Husker Lunch. And for our producer engineer Jeff Babel and Randy Bushcutter, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.